42. To Apollon Nikolaevich Maikov. Vevey, June 10, 22, 1868. My dear friend Apollon Nikolaevich, I know and believe that your sympathy is real and true, but I have never yet been so profoundly unhappy as of late. I don't intend to describe my state to you, but the more time goes by, the more painful does remembrance become, and the more clearly does my dead Sonia's image stand before me. There are moments in which I can hardly bear it. She already knew me, when I was leaving the house on the day she died, just to read the papers, and without the least idea that she would be dead in 2 hours. She followed so attentively all my movements, and looked at me with such eyes that even at this moment I can see them, and the memory grows livelier every day. I shall never forget her. My grief will never come to an end. And if I ever should have another child, I don't know truly how I shall be able to love it. I don't know where the love could come from. I want only Sonia. I can't realize in the least that she is no more, and that I am never to see her again. He speaks of his wife's condition and of business matters. I have grown quite stupid from sheer hard work, and my head feels as if it were in pieces. I await your letters always as one awaits heaven. What is there more precious than a voice from Russia, the voice of my friend? I have nothing to tell you, no news of any kind. I get duller and stupider every day that I'm here, and yet I daren't do anything until the novel's finished. Then, however, I intend in any event to go back to Russia. To get the book done, I must sit at my desk for at least 8 hours daily. I have now half worked off my debt to Katkov. I shall work off the rest. Write to me, my friend. Write, for Christ's sake. In the 4 chapters that you will read in the June number, perhaps there may be only 3, for the 4th probably arrived too late, I have depicted some types of the modern positivist among the highly extreme young men. I know that I have presented them truthfully, for I understand the gentry from experience. No one but me has thus studied and observed them. And I know, too, that everyone will abuse me and say, nonsensical, naive, stupid, and false.